Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It's the 50th Lord's Day. I'm one day late on this, and I apologize, but I'll pray for us, and we'll get right into it. The third request of the Lord's Prayer is the answer, the question and the answer for today. Father, we thank you. Thank you for, again, for making us, giving us life, giving us a call into your kingdom. And thank you for the salvation that you've given us in Jesus, the forgiveness of sins. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, for the Bible, for your truth in a world of lies and temptations. We thank you for the truth, for your guiding and light. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Lord's Day number 50, question 144. What does the third request mean? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The third request, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, means help us and all people to reject our own wills and to obey your will without any back talk, right? Without any arguing against what God says is right, arguing against what God thinks is best, what God wants done. Or do we humbly submit ourselves to God's will and we're asking for his help? So those are the first two things. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven means help us and all people to reject our own wills and to obey your will without any back talk. See the two sides of that? Asking help to do God's will, but then also his help and his power to reject our own will, doing things our own way. And then he continues, your will alone is good. Help us, one and all, to carry out the work we are called to as willingly and as faithfully as the angels in heaven. Right? Your will be done on earth, which is here, in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our churches, as it is in heaven. Right? In heaven it's done willingly, it's done faithfully, it's done perfectly. And here we cannot do God's will perfectly, but we can do God's will truly with God's help, by God's power, in God's Spirit. We can obey God through faith in Christ. It's not something we can do on our own strength. We come as needy, desperate sinners. We are recipients of grace, calling out for God's help, calling out, crying for God to do his will in our lives. That's the only way God's will would be done in our lives, is if God is the one who does it in his grace and in his power. So we are a people who call upon God and beg God that his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means for us as individuals, beginning in our own minds and hearts, and words, actions, relationships, the way we spend our time, prioritize our lives and our schedules and our finances and everything, bring everything into conformity with God's will for our lives. Commit to heart, John 19:28-30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, so this is Jesus hanging on the cross, dying. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill Scripture, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Here you have Jesus dying for the sins of his people, dying for the benefit of sinners, but in a deeper way, dying in obedience to his Father. It was his Father's will that he would come and lay down his life, give his life for the salvation of the world. He obeyed his Father perfectly, lived a perfect life, ministered in the power of the Spirit, faithfully ministering the kingdom, preaching the kingdom, and gave his life as a sacrificial offering, an atoning sacrifice for the sins of his people. He bowed his head and said, it is finished. His work of redemption finished to perfection, obeying the will of his Father. And we live in light of this. We come to Christ in faith for salvation. We become children of God. And we look to Christ as our Savior first, and second as our example. He's the one who obeyed God. He's the one who fulfilled the will of God perfectly. And we become obedient children and live as obedient children, as faith, as those who have been united to Christ by faith as believers in Jesus. So our obedience is the obedience of Christians, of those who've been redeemed, not those who are trying to obey in order that we would be forgiven and become children, but those who become children by God's grace, who have been forgiven, and now we live out God's will by faith in Christ. Father, we thank you for Jesus, for all that you've done and all that you're doing in him. It's in his name we praise you and we thank you. Amen. Thanks for joining me again, and I'll see you, Lord willing, next Sunday for the 51st Lord's Day. Just two more of these. The year has flown by, and I'm thankful for you in joining, and hopefully these have been a benefit to you. We're not done yet. We have a couple more, but just seeing that number 50 up there makes me think about how many of these we have under our belts. All right, God bless you. We'll see you soon.